This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up for you spicy meatballs? Kevin Jackson is here. How are you guys? I'm feeling rather spicy today, rather sassy, a bit saucy, and I know you are as well. You have lots to look forward to, good things happening. Harriet Tubman said, every great dream begins with a dreamer. And she went on to say, always remember that you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars and to change the world. But she wasn't talking about dreamers coming in from Mexico. People who've come over here illegally to take advantage of a system that was made for people who've invested into it. No, that's not what she was talking about. She was talking about the people in this country who've made that investment. By the way, I was hanging out with some of those folks over the weekend, South Carolina Tea Party. Thanks for inviting me there. I hope you guys had a good time. I hope you enjoyed my little talk. You know what I like about the people that keep the Tea Party name, and we're one of them, teapartycommunity.org, sign up. But what I love about them is they aren't running from it. You know, there's strength in that name. There's a lot more that's going to be coming from that name. It's going to mean something. Think about everything that happened in the last year, in 2017. Donald Trump, rock star status, right? And where do we find ourselves? Fighting. Trying to win over the right, win over the left with the idea of DACA. Winning over the left with the idea of how corrupt and crooked those people are. They are still lying to you about what's going on in this country. And you've come off the best year in presidential history. Economy booming and on. Foreign affairs are finally lining up. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. And you're going, why am I fighting these guys? Why do they get up every morning and antagonize us and look for things to just, quite frankly, piss you off? That's what the left is. That's what they're about. And until we do something that just puts, you know, that just puts their lights out, they're going to keep doing it. This is the closest you've been in your lifetime to putting the lights out of the left, to just saying it's a knockout punch. People criticize me sometimes. Kevin, all you do is talk about fighting. Look, I'll tell you something right now. I'll be perfectly blunt with you. I'm a trained fighter. I don't care if I were to ever fight in my life again. I don't. I don't wake up in the morning looking for a fight. I wake up in the morning looking for breakfast. Somebody else cooking it. You know? The last thing I want to do is fight. Is it my personality to run from a fight? No. Never going to happen. But I don't look for them. I don't want to be around. If somebody else is fighting, I'm like, I don't understand what that's about. I'm going to go continue on my touristy, you know, adventure. I don't really care. But what I will tell you is, if you don't understand that there are people who are picking a fight with you every day, they're just pushing you, just pushing, pushing, pushing. And you got to finally stand up and go, that's enough. I said, and I talked about this at the South Carolina Tea Party convention, I'm not being pushed anymore. I'm not being pushed by Hollywood, these weirdos out there doing the very things that they tell you that you shouldn't be. The women in the movement who donated their slutty dresses to something because, I keep forgetting. I keep thinking Me Too, but it's Time's Up. These Time's Up women, they're all complicit. Every one of them. They're disingenuous. That's what the left is about, disingenuous. But they will stand up and fight. Fight for what? If they're fighting against the very men whom they marry, who go to careers. Think about it. The Harvey Weinstein's wife is one of the most beautiful women I've seen. She's top quality woman. Ex-wife, soon to be. Georgiana something. I forget her name. She's gorgeous. She was with Harvey. Look, I guess she might have been shielded from some of it, but there are women who knew They whispered. There were whisper campaigns when she came in, like, you can't believe that Harvey's with her. I mean, does she not know what he does? But they will lecture you. And so we're going to talk about the SAG Awards. You guys probably missed it. I didn't care about it. I didn't talk about it yesterday because why? Why should we? The only thing that came out of it, there were two things that came out of the SAG Awards that were meaningful to me, and I'll share those with you here in a bit. But Hollywood, I'm done with them. I told you guys the other day, I'm done with feminists. I'm done with these genitalians wearing a vaginas. I mean, what kind of silly notion is that? What are you setting for, for young girls? They run around, bare-chested, naked, for all intents and purposes, or they're wearing vaginas on their head or have come out in their bodies as vaginas. Who thinks like that? Who thinks with their plumbing? I mean, I can't imagine going out in public with a thing that showed male genitalia. I've got a costume that looks like male genitalia, and I'm like, men's rights, my gosh, man, we men need our rights. Let me tell you something, men need our rights, but I ain't going to go around in a penis outfit to prove it. I'll do what I'm doing right now. I will lampoon the knuckleheads on the left who want to believe the nonsense of the left, and I'll say, you know what, guys, I don't know how you feel, but paying child support for children you don't get to talk to, I don't think is fair. I don't think that the numbers that they establish for you to move on with your life is fair. I don't think that, the idea that women pretty much automatically get your children in divorce are fair. And I could name you a lot of other rules and things that are anti-men. But you know what we do? As Americans, I'm not going to say it as men, as Americans who happen to be men, we suck it up. Wouldn't I tell you the hit job that have been done on children by women against their fathers over the most trivial of reasons, because the man and the woman couldn't get along. People using their children in that manner. How often do you hear that discussed with the women's movement? The ones who try to get their husband, ex-husbands or ex-boyfriends or whatever in trouble because they're mad that he broke it off and, went to with somebody else. I mean, it's ridiculous. If we were that vindictive, it would be a bloodbath in this country. We just grin and bear it. They, infantilize us. They emasculate us in all kinds of ways, the women's movement, and we just grin and bear it. Part of it is, it's like guys, I think we just go, well, whatever. We're doing okay, even though you're trying to do all these things. Anyway, we have a ton of that stuff that I want to talk about today, but I want our talk to be about strength. So hold on a bit. You listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. I'm not only fat, I'm white. This fat white lady loves you. That's what a letter I got from a listener. You make me laugh, and sometimes I call your name like your grandmother probably did when you said something you shouldn't have. Thanks for the note, Mary. Very cute. Who's this one from? Dennis. Dennis says, just had to send you a note when you ask, are you glad to be listening to KJ? Heck yeah. Keep up the great work. Dennis, thank you for the note, my friend. I'm glad you guys are out there. It always warms our heart. Now, I think my producers get just as much of a thrill as I do. You guys, it makes you feel pretty good, you know, that people are out there listening. Look, 2018 for us in radios, go big or go home. Very simple. And it's the Marys and the Dennises and all the other folks, and we'll read some others and have you guys listen to some of the calls, because you'll leave messages if you're not able to get into the show. And, you know, we are still playing around with this format. We love what we do, but I'm going to tell you right now, I could do, I'm going to say a three times better radio show if I did it in the format that I want to do it. We have all kinds of logistical issues for a variety of reasons I don't need to go into, but it can make delivering a show kind of tough. And so many people, Kevin, you ought to have more guests, or you ought to take more calls, or you ought to do it. Look, I get it. We want to do all that stuff. We want to bring in video. I want to have dancing girls. You name it. I want to do it all up in this man, you know. But the fact of the matter is, we can't always do that. But I'm glad you guys are here. And Mary, you're not fat and white. You can choose to be whatever you want to be. And so I'm making you, Mary, a Victoria's Secret model. You are svelte and Brazilian looking. You're a honey now, girlfriend. And you go work it, okay? You work it. If only for the day, you work it, Mary. Dennis, what can I say to you? Keep up the great work, Kevin. Yeah, of course, bro. That's what I'm going to do. So have you seen this shutdown clock? The days since the budget didn't pass, all these channels have the shutdown clock. How long it's been since the clock, since the government has been shut down. And I'm going to tell you something. I hope the government stays shut down. I want it to stay shut down. Why should we be paying for sexual harassment lawsuits? Somebody explain that to me. Why should we be paying for that? When the government is shut down, these suckers don't get to steal. All the essential people get to stay, and I love that. Ann Coulter jokingly said, this is when we find out how useless government really is when it's shut down, because they keep essential services operational. Then doesn't that mean everything else is a non-essential? I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm just putting a little logic into the equation. That's what it means to me. If I were to run my company and I said, okay, listen, everyone who is non-essential, you don't need to show up, and thinking it's going to save me money, it's crazy. Everybody would go, I'm essential. I run radio. I run merchandising. I run this. I run that. There's nobody on this team that if we were to go through a KJ shutdown, that I could say, okay, who do we send home? In fact, it's sad to say, but they might send me. Some of this stuff runs without me. Wow. That's kind of sobering. I'm sorry I shared that with you. I'm just kidding. I'm very essential. We're all essential. I mean, come on. You guys are needed, right? It's not like we got dead weight. We have technical producer. We have, I'm just saying, in radio, people think, you know, you just wake up in the morning, stretch out of bed, you know, go strap on a microphone, and, that could have gone too bad. But, no, you get it, man, you got stuff to do. You got to be looking at the news. The first thing you got to do is you got to go out on your Twitter feed. You got to go out on Facebook. You got to go out on teapartycommunity.org and look. And then you're looking at all of the news that's on your Google thing and this, that, and the other. You know, going to the Daily Caller. You got all your RSS feeds coming into your email. You got to read them all to determine what's there. If you're lucky, you got some consolidation from some people from time to time. It's tough. Anyway, the shutdown clock. What's funny about the shutdown clock is they want you to look at that and go, that's Donald Trump's fault. And Donald Trump did something very miraculous, very genius, when he said, we're going to call it the Schumer shutdown. That's Schumer. We're going to call it the Trump shutdown. Yeah, I'll top you. And Trump's like, man, you put my name on it. You just put some gold on that mother. Right? Donald Trump's like, the Trump shutdown of Chuck Schumer. You know, maybe we should do some memes like that. But yeah, he's trying to call it the Trump shutdown. Well, they control Congress. They control the Senate. I mean, come on. It's his shutdown. No, he's negotiated with you. He's already said, look, I want the elements of DACA. I wouldn't want to be a two-year-old kid, get to be 16, 17 years old, and find out, holy cow, I'm illegal. I got, you know, George Johnson's Social Security number. He's been dead for 70 years. How did that happen? That's what people are upset about. So, yeah, you know, this kid is going, I know nothing about Mexico or Ethiopia or Guatemala or whatever. Well, yeah, I got to go home. I didn't know. My parents lied to me. Put them in jail. I mean, there are some kids out there that went to apply for something, you know, a job or credit or whatever, and got that rude awakening. They've been running around feeling extremely safe, feeling American, feeling protected under the banner of old glory. And then they find out, holy crap, are you kidding? I live under the Mexican flag? Oh, Lord, somebody. You know, then they get, woo, oh, mio. Oh, dear, mio, ladies. And I don't blame them. Let me put it to you this way. If I were to wake up tomorrow morning and they said, Kevin, I'm like, what? Why are you talking in that accent? brother, you must hide now. They figured out you are not a citizen of the United States. What am I a citizen of? You know, and they pick one of my African ancestry countries, right? Tanzania. Or what? And they wrap me in the Tanzanian flag. Man, shoot. I would be mad. But they got the shutdown clock. You know, they want us to know the government's going to shut down over these illegals. And it's been shut down for this much time, in hours, and it's clicking up like it's the national. Remember the debt clock? The national debt clock? It's just click, 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 click. It's just clicking away. And I say, let it go a year. And people go, so the government hasn't been funded for a year? And you go, nope, hasn't been funded. Holy cow, what are we going to do? Nothing. Why worry about it? We're saving money. Yeah, we're saving money. I love it. Donald Trump's going to win this battle, man. And I wish I knew some more inside baseball stuff, like what's Donald, because I'd love to be able to tell you, yeah, Donald Trump's laughing at these guys. He's like, I'm not moving. I'm not, but you know, he's not going to tip his hand. You know what's cool about Trump? He makes them believe, yeah, he's like, well, I'm willing to negotiate. He is. I'm willing to win in the negotiation is what he might as well say. I'm willing to win in this negotiation. I'll give him something. I'll let him feel like, you know, it's like you can't let somebody lose so much face that they go back to their constituents looking like a chump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Who's laughing now, huh? Who's laughing now? There's an old saying, who laughs last just got the joke, right? No, the old axiom, he who laughs best. And right now, we're laughing best. We got work to do. I would love to tell you that Donald Trump being a rock star should be enough. It would in a sane world, but we don't live in a sane world. We live in a bizarre world where the better Donald Trump does, the worse the left feels. Remember, these are butthurt leftists, the most vile creature on the planet, the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Vindictive, mad. They're vindictive, man. They're coming after you. How dare you be right about Donald Trump, you bunch of sassy Republican, conservative, whatever you want to call yourselves, you were right about Donald Trump and they're upset over there. How dare they prove they're more smart than we are? We're still the smartest! And our dumb, even though they do the dumbest things, they still find themselves to be smart. He who laughs last, laughs best. And we're laughing at him. They wanted to sell the concept of allowing 800,000 illegals, kids of illegals, to be citizens. Now, they've already done one thing. They said, if you come over here and you can birth the child here, that child's a citizen. That got millions of illegals. How many people do you know? I'm telling you, literally millions and millions of these people that have babies in America over the past whatever number of decades that have nothing to do with us. Happen to be here. In most cases, strategize to be here so they could have their children and call them American citizens. But then when that's not good enough, they say, well, no, there's an age where if they come over and they make it and they've been around here for a while, they should be legal. Come on, let's call them dreamers. They give them cutesy little names. Cutesy names. Then they say, well, you know, we've got these cutesy little babies, and it's always babies. These cutesy little babies here, we got to let their parents stay. And in order to really keep the family tradition going, we've got to allow for, here it comes, chain migration. And then they tell you things like, calling it chain migration is racist and it hurts people's feelings. Oh, yeah. I was on Fox the other day talking about when you grow up in America. When do you grow up? And now they're saying, no, you don't grow up as early as we thought you did. We thought by 19, you kind of had you knew your way. Nope, we were wrong. There's been a study, and we're wrong. It's now 24. And my first thought was, well, Barack Obama said it was 26, so at least we lost a year. Right? You got to stay on your parents' plan till you're 26. It was all based on health care. That's when you knew you were of age, is when you could get your own health care. Oh, well, 26, hey, I guess I better do it now because I'm off my parents' health care. Then I thought, well, wait a minute. Do leftists, do Democrats ever really grow up? Not really. I mean, look at what they want.
We need a livable wage for the minimum wage, man.
I mean, the minimum wage is for kids. And these people fight, and they don't call it minimum wage. They've now changed the name. They've changed the lexicon. It's now a livable wage. Oh, it's got to be livable. Well, doesn't livable, isn't that determined by where you live? How about we say a livable wage in, I don't know, let's pick Nepal or Zambia. Yeah, let's pick something like that and then talk about a livable wage. Because a livable wage for half the people on the planet is $5 a day. Yeah, hold on a minute. Let me help this leftist out. Count me out some money here. Here's 100. Yeah, let me just give you 100. Oh, that won't do it, will it? Because it's $150 a month. I tell you what, I'm going to give you 200. And you go live large. A livable wage. So what they're telling people is, you know, you're a child at the age of 40, and we're going to guarantee you $15 an hour because you couldn't do it on your own. You haven't had enough time out from under mama's wings, okay? Think about this. What are the differences in this livable wage argument and this idea of when you grow up? Well, now it's 24. Okay, well, let's just extend that scenario to the black community, shall we? So, you're black, and you're 14 years old, and you're a young black boy. Which means mama's raising you because your daddy's either dead or in prison, or he ran off from your crazy mama. That's what we have. So, you're at home, playing video games, probably dropped out of school, gang banging, who knows? Maybe you bring a little cheddar to the house, maybe you don't. But mom's out there, she's doing it. She's trying to make a living. She wants to give you everything she can because that's what she's supposed to do, right? I think mama would probably want your little booty out of the house at the age of 18 minimum, don't you think? But let's just go ahead and go with this idea. No, 24. Okay, well, let me ask you this, mom. Should he bring his girlfriend who's pregnant with him? Because by the time he's 16, this dude has gotten a chick pregnant, and now she's 27. She's about to be a grandma. Y'all think I'm playing? 30 years old. Women are grandmothers in this country. Black women particularly. So now you've got, in all of this, thing that we're going to determine when people are adults, you've got a 30-year-old grandma with a 15-year-old son who's brought in his girlfriend and his baby, her grandbaby, to live in the mix. Yeah, that's a recipe for success right there, isn't it? By the time this dude is 24, he will have 5 kids by 4 different women. Luckily for her, the mothers are going to be moving out taking the kids. And you, us, we the taxpayers, will be taking care of Ray Ray's babies. But according to this study, Ray Ray is still at home with his mama. Yeah, she's making a way for him. Well, good for Ray Ray, but not so good for us. There's all kinds of implications. Think about this. Black people, we're too stupid to get voter ID. We're too stupid, voter ID in order to vote. We're too stupid to go out and fend for ourselves and jobs, and we need, you know, to make sure that companies hire us based on affirmative action, on and on. They infantilize black people and pretend that they want to help us. Let me tell you something. Here's what you can take to the bank about people who want to help. They usually don't have a dog in the fight. What I mean by that is, white people, leftists, will say, Kevin, black folks need this, and we need to help black people, or I'll use Guatemalan midgets. They'll say, Kevin, because people get mad at me, that's why I do that term all the time, but they'll say, you shouldn't refer to people as midgets. And I go, why? You a midget? Nope. Any of your kids midgets? Nope. You got family members of midgets, circus people, anybody that you know, no, in your family, no, any friends that are midgets, no. Then what the heck are you doing talking to me? Who made you the watchdog of midgetry? You know,
I will not stand for the bigotry against the midgets. Free at last, we will free the little people. Kevin Jackson would never talk about these little people in this way again. My name is Martin Luther Midget.
I'm just saying, they don't have anything to do. A midget has never complained to them about this. It's like the Native American thing with the, don't call them the Redskins, and don't call them the Apaches, and don't call them the Tomahawks, and whatever else. And then the Indians go, well, we like it. It's a tribute to our warrior spirit.
Yeah, but yeah, don't you know how racist that is?
Isn't it funny that every time somebody wants to protect a lower class, oh yeah, that's what they think of them, they always run to, you know, it isn't that they've got, like, black people are running them, saying, hey, white person, will you please help me? Please. They're talking about black people over there. It's how lowly they treat you. It's what they think about you. That's why I get so upset about it. I'm like, look, black people, black leftists, y'all want to talk about this stuff? Talk about it. Y'all want to feel like, you know, these white people over on the left are helping you? You can do, but I already know. They're treating you like a pet. They feel better than you. It's always a person who feels better than you who runs to the rescue. You know, who wants to be your protector. It's okay if you were my parent. I'd let you do it. But you are not my parent. But this is the crap that we go through. So the left, they're going to help the little DACA babies. You think they really care about these DACA kids, honestly? No, they care about these kids and their parents and the chain migration. That's what they care about. Short break.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They're funding the government and they're funding child health care for 6 years, which is important to you, I would assume, right? You're not getting everything, but you don't have a deadline to do immigration by this weekend. You have a deadline to do immigration over the next few months. So why not take the bird in hand?
Because then next month we come back again. This is
the budget for the United States of America. We're in the fifth month of 12 months. They refuse to sit down. We can figure out child health, and we can figure out helping the people in Puerto Rico, and we can figure out community health systems, and we can figure out DACA. We all understand the issues completely, but we can't do this month after month. You can't run a business that way. You can't run a family that way. You can't run the government that way.
What this is it just keeps happening again and again. Right back in 2013, I was pointing out when the president was blaming Barack Obama and saying that they needed a shutdown, the shoe was on the other foot. There was a Democrat in the White House. Of course, President Obama, Democrats controlled the Senate, Republicans controlled the House, and there was a threat of a shutdown over Obamacare by Republicans, and it happened. Senator Chuck Schumer said something really important to hear now. This is what he said then.
Basically, it's sort of like this. Someone goes into your house, takes your wife and children hostage, and then says, let's negotiate over the price of your house. You know, we could do the same thing on immigration. We believe strongly in immigration reform. We could say, we're shutting down the government. We're not going to raise the debt ceiling until you pass immigration reform. It would be governmental chaos.
Okay. Here we are. Senator, Democrats are about to let the government shut down because they aren't getting immigration reform.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was... I think Aaron Burnett putting somebody on blast going, hey, what do you say about this? This sounds a bit duplicitous. It's only going to get worse for the left. And here's why. They've told a lie, a big lie. Now they're trying to cover the lie. No, you know, this is terrible that they've shut this down. This is unbelievable they would do it. Oh, but you did it. Oh, but hold on a minute. It was under different circumstances. Wait. Hold on. Yeah, well. We're on to you, man. I love it. And look, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to be talking about deleted messages from the FBI, you know, and stuff like that. What all the cover-up. What we have right now going on with this vote around illegal immigration is nothing but a cover-up of the obvious. There was a video that ran while I was sitting in the Fox studios in the green room, and they were talking about all the number of people, Democrats, talking exactly what we said. You cannot put the immigration status of illegals over those who are here legally. That makes no sense whatsoever. Even people at the least common denominator know that. That low-information voter knows that. They know, oh, you're going to try to make the Latino thing an issue? Are you kidding? And the only thing that's taking any pressure off of this, quite honestly, is Donald Trump creating jobs. That's been a major thing, the fact that he can keep the pressure off. And so, but that's where all of this will finally circle back in and come together, and it'll be the glue that holds it all together. By the time November of this year rolls around, you're going to see people saying, I have my job because of Trump. My wife has her job because of Trump. My kids have their jobs because of Trump. I'm paying my mortgage because of Trump. My future, my 401k, etc., looks good because of Trump. My investments are growing because of Trump. We feel less of a threat from illegals and the crimes that they commit, which, by the way, is geometrically larger crime committing than a regular citizen. I feel safer because I don't feel like I'm under the specter of Muslim attacks everywhere. I feel safer because much more of our money is going back into infrastructure. In fact, I like going to the national parks. The roads are better. The bridges are better. The opportunity for me to move from job to job is better. And I'm going to tell you guys, get it through your heads. The public is going to know this. There's no way to keep the lid on this. Wait until they publish the next GDP numbers. And for the third period in a row, we're going to show massive improvements in GDP. Wait until these manufacturing companies start building in these other areas, and you watch these other populations start to grow. As you watch populations of other cities continue to shrink, cities run by leftists, as common sense comes back into play, and it's already starting to reflect in the polling. Here's the thing. I don't look at the poll numbers anymore and say, well, I shouldn't say I don't, but I don't care about them, I should say. You could tell me, oh, well, Kevin, the polling now shows Donald Trump is plus six, you know, moved up 6 points from where he was before. The numbers don't matter. Here's what I'm going to tell you you're going to see in the polls. Don't worry about the numbers. Look for the trend. Trending's more important. So let me ask you this. From a trending perspective, do you believe more Democrats are now becoming believers in the Trump's plan, Trump policies, etc., Trump initiatives, more or less? Do you believe that Republicans, the rhinos, the anti-Trumpers, etc., do you believe that some of them are going, you know what, I got to stop with this negativity and I got to start recognizing him for what he's done? You think that's happening? I'm talking about the trend. Do you believe that the Republicans in Congress follow Donald Trump more now than they did prior to the election, or less? What do you think? Do you think that the media can get any more negative than Donald Trump, or will they start to trend more positively? We've already got a story that was shocking to me. We had a couple of, you know, just researchers said, Kevin, this is going to kind of blow your mind. A couple of the periodicals like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times actually said something positive about Donald Trump and the economy. I mean, I don't have the articles in front of me. If you're waiting on that, sorry, there's no punchline here. But I did see those articles, and I was shocked. I was floored. Like, what? These people actually said something positive about this man? Well, guess what? It's going to keep coming. A lot of the policies that Donald Trump has implemented aren't even kicked in yet. Think about the number of companies that said, we're going to be bringing jobs back, we're going to start hiring, etc. Almost from the beginning, where you start looking at SoftBank, they started right away. But they said they're going to hire 50,000 new employees. They hired five. There's 45,000 more to go. Apple is bringing jobs in. I think they're talking about, what, 25? What was the number? It was tens of thousands, right? Tens of thousands. IBM said, in a year, we're going to start bringing back jobs. They committed to 25,000. So here's my point. Most of the policies, most of the things that Donald Trump's done, they haven't even kicked in. When you're analyzing, do I put my money in the stock market? Do I invest in whatever? Let me tell you, most of the things that Donald Trump has done haven't even kicked in. You're going to see a stock market that will probably easily hit 30,000. I remember years ago when they said 20,000 was almost an unachievable mark in the stock market. And Barack Obama got lucky because he just printed money and the left didn't care, so he artificially drove it up. And I've said this before on the show. Donald Trump has absorbed Barack Obama's fictitious stock market with the $8 trillion that he printed in phony money, and the $2 trillion that he added to the debt on top of that. He's practically absorbed that. Housing values are now back up. Stock market, I think they said he's added $8 trillion back to the market. That's made up for Barack Obama's fake market. And so now, how do you backfill that? You gotta perform. These companies have to come in here and be rock stars. And that's what they're doing. Companies that probably don't have an ideological tie to Donald Trump, at least at the leadership level, are doing it to it. Or, you know, they're backing him up. They're backing his play. So there's a big lag effect in government. You're seeing 3% GDP, probably 4% GDP this coming month. And then you're going to see GDPs that go into the fives, the four pluses and the fives. And it's going to be extended over a period of time. Look, I don't have a dog in a fight in the market. But I'm going to tell you, if I were Charles Payne right now, I'd be telling you, get your money in the market. It's going to be good for you. So when you look at why the Democrats are in trouble, these polling trends are saying people have quit believing the left. They've stopped believing the hype of Schumer and that group. And they're now starting to say, we want truth. And Donald Trump's giving us truth. And the more he makes liars out of them, the more he makes the fact that he's telling the truth more real. That's bad for the left.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.